Proclamation number 2754 of May 26, 1943. Remodeling the Earth. New Earth. Time law. In which way the remodeling of the Earth will take place cannot be understood by men of the present time. And that is why it also seems impossible to them that men of this earth are to enliven the new earth, even if the rapture of the believers is understandable to them. The people of this earth only accept what is based on the laws of nature. But in the reshaping of the earth's surface, divine will is active in a way that would be incomprehensible to man if he could experience it, i.e., observe the process. To a certain extent, it is a transformation which is not bound to time and space, for the will, the strength and power of God, is effective beyond law. It is certainly a progressive development, but it takes place in a time that would mean a speed that would be incomprehensible to people. For space and time only exist for the still imperfect being, and in particular for the most highly developed but imperfect being, for the human being. But as man himself is no longer, when the raptured are taken from earth as the only living human beings, the law of time is also invalid, so God can let his will become reality immediately if this corresponds to his wisdom. He can therefore place his thoughts into the world as creation. He can banish the spiritual substance which is opposed to him into the creation which serves his further development, and he can allow these creations to come into being in an instant because his will alone is sufficient for this. God himself is the lawgiver in his infinite creation, and his laws are founded in his unsurpassable wisdom. However, the purpose of lawfulness is always the maturing of the spiritual, which is why it must submit to the divine laws as soon as it is to mature. If, however, a redemption period has found its conclusion with the last judgment, with the final separation of the spiritual striving towards God and opposing God, then the latter is again bound in the form, while the former can leave the form, and only through the wisdom and the will of God still keeps the outer form for a time for the foundation of a new human race. The renewed binding in the form, however, does not require a period of time because it does not take place before the eyes of people, who certainly experience the destruction of the old earth but not the remodeling of it. But the concept of time is taken from them so that they are completely unaware of how much time has passed until they were returned to the new earth. The memory of the old earth has not been taken from them, and therefore they recognize the might and power of God and his love and praise and glorify him and are devoted to him in deep gratitude. They grasp the miracles of the new creation through their deep faith, i.e., they know that nothing is impossible with God and therefore accept everything with childlike naturalness, because through love they are also in the right relationship of a child to the Father and recognize his reign and work. Their faith is so deep that they have the explanation for everything miraculous in the omnipotence, wisdom and love of God, and therefore nothing seems impossible to them. They do not doubt. They do not ponder and do not consider how the work of reshaping took place and what time God needed for it, but they regard everything as God's will having become form, because they have become knowledgeable through their faith and their love, and they also regard the new creation as what it is. As a shell of the spiritual, which is still undeveloped and is to reach maturity. And for those who know this, nothing is marvelous anymore, for they will find the explanation for every process in the purpose of creation. Amen.